charges filed against Salman Rushdie's accused attacker. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The man suspected of stabbing the renowned author is facing charges of attempted murder and assault. Police in western New York say Rushdie was stabbed in the neck and abdomen yesterday. His agent says he's on a ventilator with a damaged liver and will likely lose one of his eyes.
A motive for the attack is unclear, but Rushdie, a prominent champion of free expression, is no stranger to death threats. Iran state leader Ayatollah Khomeini called for Rushdie's death in 1989, and a more than $3 million bounty was issued for anyone who murdered the author. After Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, was published, many Muslims found his book blasphemous, and it was banned in Iran.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Deadly force was used by police in Appleton, Wisconsin last night. Police say officers were confronted by an armed man while responding to a domestic disturbance. No officers were hurt. Despite an unsealed warrant, there's still a lot we don't know about what FBI agents removed from Mar-a-Lago, the Florida home of former President Trump.
The list of seized items does not describe them in detail, just lists them. The Washington Post reported earlier the FBI agents that raided Trump's home were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons. Trump called the allegation a, quote, hoax and suggested the FBI planted the evidence. He later posted on social media that all the documents taken were, quote, declassified by him.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The skyrocketing cost of food and fuel has train drivers in Britain striking for 24 hours. Thousands walked off the job today and more disruptions are planned for next week. Rail companies are looking to cut routes and staff. Workers want more money, better conditions, and job security. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A return to the campaign trail for a Pennsylvania politician sidelined by a stroke.
Republican candidate Mehmet Oz has been needling his Democratic opponent, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, for much of the summer, questioning why he hasn't been campaigning in Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race. Fetterman suffered a stroke 3 months ago, but he finally appeared at a rally last night in Erie and took a poke back at Oz.
He's a New Jersey resident. He doesn't live here. He's not about us.
Fetterman had to get a pacemaker, and his campaign says he's walking 3 to 5 miles a day, but he still has some mild speech and hearing issues because of the stroke. The Pennsylvania race scene is crucial because it may determine which party has control of the Senate. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Primary voters will head to the polls in Hawaii today.
Hawaii Governor David Ige is out due to term limits, and while there is a Republican primary, Hawaii is deep blue. Seven Democratic candidates are fighting for the nomination, but the favorite is Lieutenant Governor and ER Doctor Josh Green. Congressman Kai Kahele and businesswoman Vicky Cayetano are also among those running. Cayetano is married to former Governor Ben Cayetano. Kahele's decision to leave his House seat to run for governor left Hawaii's 2nd District open, with the race coming down really to two candidates, State Representative Patrick Branco and former State Representative Jill Takuda, with the more progressive PAC money backing Takuda.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A warning to U.S. government workers in Tijuana, Mexico, just across the border from San Diego. They're being urged to shelter in place and avoid public places after a sudden outbreak of violent crime. According to officials in Mexico, multiple vehicles have been set on fire. Police reserves and the National Guard could be deployed. For now, roadblocks are set up. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.